Welcome to the Tzorba Merabanan Hilchot Shabbat program with Rabbi Shalom Rausner. Tzorba is a revolutionary halacha sefer which guides you through over 300 topics in Jewish law in a unique signature style. In this weekly series specifically, Rabbi Shalom Rausner learns through the Tzorba Hilchot Shabbat volumes, helping us all master the halachot of Shabbat in just 2 years. Tzorba volumes are available for purchase worldwide on Amazon. And to learn more about Tzorba, or for those in Eretz Yisrael looking to purchase volumes, please head over to tzorbaolami.com. For more information, see the description below. And now, Rabbi Shalom Rausner.
Okay, after a little break, we are back talking about Hilchos Borer. And we have had a couple of shiurim regarding Borer. Remember the three requirements that are needed for Borer to make it mutter: Ochel, Yad, and La'alter, taking the good from the bad, and not using a separating instrument and for immediate consumption. Today we're going to talk about a couple of related issues, finishing up the last year on Borer. Again, there's a lot more to discuss, a lot of the Lamaisa examples. Maybe we'll get to some at the end. But for now, let's just discuss. We're on page 39. We're in volume number 19 of the Lax Family edition of the volumes. Tzorba Merabanan, on the Aaron family volume, volume 19. We're on page 39, the second half of the last year that we're going to talk about Borer. So we're going to talk about the first. Borer, we know, as we said, requires a mixture. Sometimes if you can't do the three conditions, we spoke about unmixing the mixture. That removes the Borer situation. But is there a Borer situation if there are items that are attached to each other? Right, mixture usually are different parts, different items within a mixture. What happens if there are items that are attached to each other, like a peel, like a piece of chicken? That's not a mixture, or is it? Is that a Borer situation? That is a major machlokas. So let's see, page 39, this might be a machlokas, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, but it also might be a way that we could put together the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Gemara Maseches Beitza and Daf Yud Gimel, source 29, you have it there on page 39. The Gemara Beitza tells us that one is allowed to peel grain, peel barley on Shabbos. Maybe that was a nice little snack to eat it raw. So the Gemara says, Tanan Hasam, talks about Yontif, then it says the same thing about Shabbos. HaMakalif Seorin, if somebody peels back barley, Makalif Achas Achas V'Ochle, you can peel one at a time. One at a time, what is it, was one at a time? That's regarding Hilchos Trumas and Maestras. Because if I eat it, if I do it one at a time, so then it's not Koveil and Maestras. But if I put it all together, then it's Chayef in Trumas and Maestras. Amar Belazar, V'chein L'Shabbos. Shabbos, one is allowed to peel. So the Gemara doesn't say a word about Borer. So it seems like removing the outside of something, maybe that's it, gets into the Malacha of Dush, which we spoke about previously, but the Gemara says here, it's not Borer. It's not Borer. Why wouldn't it be Borer? So that's the Yesod of Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel on Shabbos, Daf Ayin Dalet. Right at the beginning of the sugyas of the Malachas, we know the Mishnah is on Daf Ayin Gimel there, so on Daf Ayin Dalet, Rabbeinu Chananel says, there's no Borer when two items are attached, to separate them. Separating is from a mixture. Says Rabbeinu Chananel, you have it there in source number 30, he's mechalik there between dush and borer. Dush is where you are separating an outside cover, a husk, as we discussed, getting juice out from the inside of a fruit, schita. But here, nimsa, says Rabbeinu Chananel, the Gemara says, zora bar marakeit, three malachas of separating are all grouped together. Rabbeinu Chananel's lashon, kulan ma'avirin psoles hamu'reves ba'ochel, ve'ena mechuberes. What's these separating malachas about? Separating the bad from the good, that's the malacha, which is not attached. Kagon klifa shetzricha piruk o kagon afruris, zorach niputz, elamu revis bilvad. That's Rabbeinu Chananel, and that's the pshat of the Bavli, right? The Bavli, the Gemara, and Beis Daf Yud Gimel. Why is there no problem with Borer by peeling off a shell or a skin? Why? Because that is not the malacha of Borer. The Yerushalmi, though, in Shabbos, in the seventh parak, might give a different impression. The Yerushalmi says, when you peel, the next page, Shabbos, Zion Beis, kad mevarer b'kli paseh mishem Borer. If you peel an outer layer of garlic, that's Borer. So Pashas, this is a machlokas, Tim Bavli and Yerushalmi. So some Rishonim try to say, as we always try to say, maybe there's no machlokas, maybe they're talking about two different things. So here, some Rishonim say, maybe the difference is miyad or la'acharzman. Are you peeling it for right now, or are you peeling it for later on? And then the Baal and Yerushalmi are fitting together. Yerushalmi says asur because there you're doing it for la'achar zman. You're not doing it for right now. That's how the Smag understands the stira, that there is no stira. Umeyahidi Yerushalmi, the Smag Sefer Mitzvahs Gadol. He's one of the Baal HaTosfos. He wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahs, Sefer Mitzvahs Gadol, and then there was a Sefer Mitzvahs Katan. Rav Moshe Mikutzi wrote the Smag. Again, one of the Baal HaTosfos who put together all 613. He generally followed the Rambam, but he has a couple of other additions. Remember, the Smag writes that he finished the whole Sefer and he came up with 612. 612. He couldn't do the last one. One of the Baal HaTosfos. So finally, he had a dream. Right before he finished, and the dream says, Shachachta is a ikr. You forgot an ikr, one of the averis. Which one? Lo yiyah kekorach v'chadaso. Don't be a b'machlokas. Don't be a b'machlokas. Lo yiyah kekorach. Don't be like Korach. Okay, that was his, the Smag. But the Smag in Lo Saseh Samachay, he has Aseh in Lo Saseh, it's like the Rambam. He says, Umeyahid Yerushalmi ain't lesser. Liklov shum minu b'tzalim. For Yerushalmi, don't say it's usser. Le'echol la'alter. Tiyahid Yerushalmi lo mayer b'kolav le'echol la'alter. V'lachein usser. Why does Yerushalmi say usher? Because you're not doing it for right away. And this is how the Mishnah Berurah picks up on this smag, this idea, in the Bir Halacha in Shin Chaf Aleph. He says that's the answer to the stira. He doesn't think it makes sense to be mechalik between garlic and barley, says the Bir Halacha in 33. Lo mistaver lechalik bein klipas saorim leklipas shumin ubitzalim. Yeishlomer deshamayri bedalto lechol la'alter. Where you're going to eat a la'alter, that's what the Gemara Beitz is talking about, and that's why it's mutter. But the Yerushalmi is talking about for later. The Bir Halacha does point out, though, that the Rambam does not quote the Yerushalmi. Does not quote the Yerushalmi, right? And he seems to say that peeling is never considered borer. Right, the Rambam says, source 34, or the Bir Halacha is medayik. Lepel ala Rambam sheish ben aydina de Yerushalmi legamrei velo iskiru klau. Right, the Rambam doesn't quote it because he must think that there's a machlokas between the Bavli and the Rishalmi, whether peeling, like the Rabbeinu Chananel, whether peeling is borer or not. The Rishalmi says yes, the Bavli says no, and therefore the Rambam doesn't quote it because the Rambam passes like the Bavli that peeling is not a mixture, right? If it's attached to each other, it's not a mixture. That's not borer. Borer means you have separate, independent little items that got mixed into a mixture. But if something is attached, that's not a situation of borer. So the Bir Halacha says, Meikra Din, it sounds like the Rambam is right, but Yesh L'Hachmer L'Chadchila. Right? Lafia Maskana, meaning what's the Machmer L'Chadchila? To assume peeling is, take off a peel, an outer layer is borer, so it's only Mutter La'alter. Alva Lafia Maskana ends off the Bir Halacha, De Bavli, De Kolev, Pater, Mishum Malachan, Machshevet, Asher Torah, Lo Havi, Al Zeh, Shem Halacha, Klau, Ve'afilu B'dai, To Lecha, Lachar Zman. Right? It postures, it seems like there's no problem at all. But he, says, what can I do? The Smag and others, and other Rishonim say that it should be a problem, L'chadchila, so he's Machmer L'chadchila, and that's the Ramah. The Ramah quotes, and in Shulchan Aruch Aleph, Sif Yotes, all the way at the end of that Simin, Aser, Liklof, Shumun Ubitzalim, Kishakolev Lahaniach, Avalech Alter Shari. You read the first half of that line, you're like, what do you mean? The Bavli says Mutter, right? Look at the Gemara Beitz Yud Gimel. Must be the Ramah is passing like this chiluk of the Baal HaTosfos, of the Smag, that says that there is a chiluk. The Aruch HaShulchan can't fathom. The Aruch HaShulchan can't fathom that this is Borer. This is not Borer. Borer requires a mixture, and this is not a mixture. And therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan re-understands. The Aruch HaShulchan re-understands everything, all the cases that say it is borer, the Yerushalmi. What's the Yerushalmi talking about that it's borer? It's not when you're first peeling off. Right, he says, mevarer beklipasa. What does that mean? Does that mean taking off the klipa, says the Aruch HaShulchan? No. Rav Yechiel Michal Epstein says, you know what mevarer beklipasa means? After you crush it. Sometimes some of the peel gets mixed into the crushed results. Now, removing those peels, that's borer. That's the mitzias that the Yerushalmi. Regular peeling, for sure, even the Yerushalmi doesn't think is borer, says the Aruch HaShulchan. The only mitzias is after it is crushed. Isa b'Yerushalmi, the Aruch HaShulchan quotes, Nira l'diyas daiti tahachi pirusho, shalokeach harbi shumin. You take many garlics, v'shochakon b'yachad, and you crush them together. V'ayidezen noflim arashamayam, and some of the tips fall off, v'raka klipus shakala shumin, misarvim imashumin. And the tips fall off. That's what it's talking about. A later stage, Right, this is totally not what the earlier Mefarshim said. But turning the page for a minute, go to page 42. Awamisha kolif kol shum levado, just peeling a garlic. V'chotech harosh v'kolif haklipa shebo, she'ozim v'salim, ein bezelo disha lo brerer, there's no disha, there's no borer. I don't know what the problem is. In this circumstance, kamosha on osa maisim b'chol Shabbos, we do this. We peel onions, we peel everything right before we eat it. Kamosha kolfim b'salim v'shumim echad echad, kamosha ochlim egozim v'shkeitim. Like you open up a nut, you open up a garlic, you open up an onion, and therefore he says there's no issue of borer. Rav Ovadia also passings like Rabbi Hananel that one doesn't have to be worried about borer, but he says maybe it's only where you have peels that are firmly attached, like the peel of an apple. So that's where there's no borer. Interesting. There is another discussion, the Bir Halacha, as we saw, that peeling, according to the Smag and others, even according to the Machmer opinion, one can do it for immediate consumption. But one second, once we're saying it's Borer, and therefore it's Mutar Miyad, but aren't you missing the other criteria of Ochel Mitoch Psolas? When you're peeling, aren't you doing Psolas Mitoch Ochel? So fine, you want to say it's Borer, and therefore you have to do it Miyad. What about psolas b'toch ochel? So the Bir Halacha says, very important Bir Halacha, in Shin Chaf Aleph Sif Yud Tes, this is at the end of the Siman, source number 38, if there's no other way to get to the ochel except by removing the psolas that's on top of it, that's not called borer. That's not called psolas b'toch ochel. Source 38. L'chor yish l'daptik. D'kivan d'kolef b'chal borer hu. Since peeling is borer, litzraf yilecha l'alter. Even if it's l'alter, you're missing the other factor. Remember, you need all three. T'ami she'kolef tapuchim v'shum minu b'tzalim nota l'psolas v'minyach ochal. You're taking away the bad. Right? So, how does it help you to get one condition, you're missing the others? The nira, says the Bir Halacha. D'kivan d'i efshar b'inyan acher. Because there's no other way to get to the good underneath. V'derech achilaso b'kach. Wow. Derech achilaso b'kach. Bo mikri psalas b'toch ochel. I think we mentioned in the first Borer shir, why is it mutter with the three conditions? Ochel yad on the altar. Why is that mutter? If it's a malacha, it's a malacha. The answer is, if I'm taking it now with my hands for immediate consumption, that's derech achila. That's not derech brera. That's not called a malacha. That's an extension of my eating. So, says the Bir Halacha, if the only way to remove it, let's say, taking off the skin of a chicken, right, to remove the skin in order to get to the chicken underneath. What, psolas b'toch ochel, how can you do that? The answer is that's not borer. That's eating, that's derech achili, just removing what's on top in order to get to what's underneath. That's not called borer. She'eno elo lechol hatoch, v'koshu la'alter shari. Yes, you need, again, according to, within the Machmer opinion, that against Rabbeinu Hananel, the Machmer opinion that peeling is borer, like we're Machmer, like the Yerushalmi, and maybe it's not even a stira. So miyad, you have, but psolas and ochel, that is something that you could take the psolas off of the ochel, because it's not called separating the psolas of the ochel. It's called getting to the ochel underneath by moving away the psolas, right? And that's not the malacha. That's not the malacha. Okay, there's other farshim talk about the eating apples, right? The Magen Avraham, asar liklof lahaniach for later. Again, as we saw, that is what we said. Lachadchila, one should only peel right beforehand, like those we've shown him that say there's no stira between the Bavli and the Rishalmi, so you should only do it for immediate consumption. That's one example of attached. You have the different part, the peel, the outside and the inside. What about bones in a fish? Fish bones, chicken bones is the same issue. So fish bones sometimes are smaller, it's a little harder. By chicken, you just take the chicken and you leave the bones on the plate. That's not a problem. But what happens by fish? Sometimes it's a little tricky to eat the fish with the bones. So is that a borer situation? It's also, it's connected. It's not random pieces that happen to be together in a mixture. Right? So is there borer there? So the Bir Halacha quotes the Mamre Mordechai, source number 43, that yeah, one must be careful. Right, I have to leave the bones, take the good from the bad. This is a borer situation. You have solas, you have ochel. Says the Biralacha, or ECBC from Amar Mordechai. Shekosav al Sivzeh. Mikan nira borer. Demashenoagin besudas gedolos. Well, the minag is by big meals. Kiyotze, lekroa hadag migabo. To rip open a fish. Ula hasira shidra shabamsa. To take out the bones. Yeshli zoer b'shabas lasos. Okay, don't do it on Shabbos. Taking the bones out of a fish is a problem. To havile borer psoles mitoch ochel. That's taking the bad from the good. To chayev afilu b'la alter. You need all three conditions. So even if you're doing it for immediate consumption, you're taking the bad. Elo yaniach hashidra sham b'lo yeshlichen alachutz. Leave the bones. Leave the bones. V'chein, says the Bir Halacha now, Yizar kal adam, I'm on page 45. Yizar kal adam shlo lahashlich atzamos abasal achutz. Ella b'derach achila. Tahayna, what do? You pick up a bone, you eat it, you put a piece down. Don't take out the bones first before you eat. Hano etzem she'ish lov tzaz basar yochaz bo le'echa bimenu. U'lashlicho achar kach biyado. V'oso she'ir la basar ayiga bo, leave it. Meaning, this is a borer situation, even though this is a natural state, right? The fish and the bones are supposed to be together. It's not a mixture that happened haphazardly. It's supposed to be like this, but still, it is one shalachat chila, treated as a borer situation. The Mishnah Berurah then continues though in the Bir Halacha and says, some people don't do this. Some people just take the bones out before they eat. So, is there a defense? Vehine, source 44. Ein ha'olam nisharen klal adaktik bazeh. The world is not medaktik about this. Can I find a heter? Viamarti lechapes aleim schus. I'm going to find a schus. What is the schus? The schus is, as we just said, can we call this eating? Can we call this part of derech achila? That's going to be the heter. The whole heter of ochel yava alter is that this is called derech achila, not called derech breira. So maybe, as I'm eating, if it's normal as I'm eating to remove some of the bones or put it in my mouth, maybe that could be called eating. Besides the fact of maybe you have the heter of if something is supposed to be together and it's attached like the Reir Hanano. But without that, even if you want to say there's usually Breira, let's say by what we just said about the peeling, but still, here, Av Hachanami, Tikun Ochel Ba'almahu, Ve'ein Shem Malacha Alav, Afilu Kishakole Fachole Tu Asamos, Me'ala Basar. Why? Skip a couple of lines. Hayotze mikol haniskalel. This heter is called Yad Lepeh. If it's right before, if you need to separate right before, you don't want to put the stuff, the psoles in your mouth and then remove it and suck off the ochel. You don't want to do that. De be'eso achila gufa. So says the Bir Halacha, at the moment of eating, hamekil v'kolei fo'atzomas ben abasar, one who peels and removes the bones, bevadei lo nucha limchos biyado. You can't protest. You can't say what they're doing is totally usur. V'yafilu l'sakein kodem achila b'ofadze. Even right before you eat. Gamkin l'dasa ramav ha-marshal derech uchluhu im kavanaso l'achar abasar la'alter. Right, you're doing it for right now. If you're doing it for la'achar zman, no, that's not allowed. That's not called derech achila. Aval l'sakein darvazeh la'achar zman k'moshon al-gabit zudas gedolos yishizor ma'od. No, that you have to be careful with. But if you do it right beforehand, that is called an extension of an achila. That's the quote of Nachila. The Chazon Ish doesn't like this. He says, you know, wherever possible, for sure, leave the bones. The Chazon Ish, in Source 45, says, Dogim Atzamos, T'yesh bo shtei drachim, efshar likacha basar mi'al atzamos. It's possible to take the flesh off of the fish and leave it. V'efshar lahotzi atzamos, and you can take out the bones. Mitocha basar, harizek kishar psoles v'ochel, says the Chazon Ish, this is psoles and ochel. Leave the bones. Take the flesh. Umiyu, he says, if you can't, if it's impossible to get out the bones, it doesn't matter right or left. You don't have to don't need a shinui for that. But that's the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says, fish is a borer situation, and therefore leave the bones and only take the flesh. The Shemir Shabbos says, okay, if that works, but when there's no other way to do it, let's say you're giving it to a child and you need to take the bones out before giving it to a child, so then one can take the bones out right before eating. Again, that's the heter of Yad Lepet. You're going from right from the hand to the mouth. It is allowed. Says the Shmir Shabbos in Source 46, Paragimel, Ha'omed Lecho Basar Sheish Batzamos. Somebody's about to have meat. O dog Sheish Bo Idros, or fish. Also, lo lahasir b'shabes, also atzamos, also adridros. Tchila, Misha Mr. Braver, you can't remove the bones beforehand. Kate said, Yasa, what do you do? Yachnis Latok Pivasa Ochel Ala Psolas. You put it to your mouth and then take out the psolas. There's no borer in the mouth, as we said. There's never malach in your mouth. There's no lush in your mouth by kneading. There's no tochen in your mouth by grinding. There's no malach. So says the Shmir Shabbos, best to put it in your mouth. If you can't, then right before you eat, you're allowed to separate it. Right? Eini yochol linog ba'achas menadrochem la'ela, gam ela nogim lahakel, ulahotia se'idros, yesh lem amil blismoch. You have what to rely on, says the Shmir Shabbos. Says the Shmir Shabbos. Remember the Rav Ovadia, already paskin like Rabbeinu Chananel, that anything that is attached, there's no boris. He says here too, this is natural to be attached. Right? And therefore he writes in the Chazon Avadia, that's not called borer. Because of this, it's not quoted here in the packet, but because of this, the Shmir Shabbos quotes and others, that's where gefilte fish comes from. Gefilte fish, gefilte means filled in Yiddish. Filled fish, what's unique about gefilte fish? No bones. Gefilte fish was created because of Hilchas Borer. So you don't run into problems with borers. That's why we have fish without bones. That's gefilte fish. This heter, though, applies to other areas as well. I'll just mention one. Watermelon. Eating watermelon on Shabbos. So one might eat water. If you have watermelon with edible seeds, those tiny little white seeds that sometimes one could get in certain places, fine. But what if you have the classic watermelon with the black, hard seeds that nobody eats? Most people don't eat. So you can take a bite and spit out the seeds. What if you don't want to do that? What if you want to give it to a child? What if it's just not, you know, it's, you're not comfortable spitting out the seeds. So then one, the post can say, you have this heter of right beforehand. Taking the seed out right beforehand and then eating. Can't do it way before, but right before, it's like this case. It's like the bones of the fish, yad lepeh. If you have the other type of melon, it's a separate issue. Let's say the cantaloupe, where you have the sack of seeds in the middle. So that is a question whether it's even a tarovis. Right, because you see, it's clearly in the sack. You take it out, and usually have a couple of seeds left. Is that a tarovis? You see the seed clearly sitting on top of the melon. So it's a question whether that's even a mixture, a tarovis. It's not in it, like in soup. You have a hair or a bug in soup where it's connected. It, but here it's on top. So it could be that you could just wipe those off. But in watermelon, it's inside the flesh of the melon. So that's why, again, best if you could just take the good from the bad. But if one needs the heter of removing it right beforehand, that heter does exist. One more sugya related to this, a big nafkamina, whether the peeling is considered borer or not, and that is, what about using a peeler on Shabbos? That is a major machlokas aposkim. Whether one can use a peeler. Again, if it's like Rav Ovadia, this is not borer, this is not dush like Rabbeinu Chananel, there's no issue using a peeler. You can use a knife it's like a super knife. So there are those that would allow using a peeler for one of a couple of svaras. What are the svaras? Right, if you look in the Rav Ovadia, and there are others that also allow using a peeler. A, why would it be allowed? A, because it is not borer. It's not borer. Therefore, it's not separating, like we said. Two, there are those, I remember the Sharm Sedev Halacha quotes, they quote maybe B'Shem Rav Moshe, that even if it's borer, maybe a peeler is just called a super knife. It's a knife. It's not a separating instrument. After all, when you peel, some good always comes off of the bad. You peel a carrot, right? You peel a potato, right? So this is it a perfectly separating instrument? So might not even be a separating instrument, even if it is borer, and therefore you have the other conditions, like we said, miyad, and you have to take off the outside to get to the inside. But there are those, the Shmir Shabbos and other posts can say that a peeler is a borer instrument, and therefore we're choshesh lechatchila that this is borer, putting together the smog and the Bavli Yerushalmi, and therefore the Shmir Shabbos writes in Source 48 that one shouldn't use a peeler. So machlokas haposkim, one should ask their local posek. Klifa she'ena nechelos l'ropenei adam. Shmir Shabbos says a peel that's not usually eaten. Mutter la'asira rak biyado b'kli she'ena miyuchad l'kach. Only with a yad or a kli that is not miyuchad. L'ficha mutter liklof samach li'sazo beitzim, eggs, u'betzalem v'chulu. But not with a kli miyuchad. Again, that is a machlokas haposkim. So we spoke about peeling. We spoke about fish and bones. What about filtering drinks? Filtering drinks is our third out of four topics for today. Filtering drinks, meaning usually you have a drink, you just drink it. But in the days of old especially, You needed sometimes there was some stuff floating in the drinks. So there's a Mishnah in Shabbos that says mutter. Mishnah Shabbos says Shabbos in Perek Chaf Mishnah Bay, source number 50. Now we're on page 49. Umesanenes hayayin besudar nebekvifa mitzvahs. One is allowed to filter wine with a cloth. I mean, you pour wine onto a cloth and it goes into the barrel. Ubikvifa mitzvahs, or some type of Egyptian basket. Why is this mutter? So the Rishonim explained, because this wine is really drinkable without the filtering. So is that, are you really separating? Right? Why are we talking about this here? Because it's another example of, is it a mixture? It's connected. It's inside, but this is a little at least closer to the other situations of Boer. But here the Mishnah says it's mutter, and the Rishonim explained, because you don't really need the separating. And because you would really drink the wine without the separating, so you're not really doing anything intense. And the Gemara allows a strainer also when you're using it for clear liquids. The Mishnah there, the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuflamates, source 51. Amar Ze'iri, no sein adam yayin salul, umayim tzilulim, l'tocha mishmeres b'shabbos. A person could put clear water or clear wine into a mishmeres, into a strainer, ve'no choshesh, and don't worry about it. Avalachurin lo, but murky liquids with stuff floating in it, which you might not drink, so then that's borer. And that's a borer instrument. That's a borer instrument. So again, that's the Gemara. And the Rashba explains that murky instrument liquids with stuff floating around in it is not allowed. It's only if it is clear. The Ran actually has three categories. Three categories. So if you look at the Ran in 53, on Shabbos, Nun Zayin Mabez, and the Dafi Arif, he says that most people, let's look at the Ran. Nosin Adam Yayin Salul, Umayim Salulin, Kivan the Sulamim, since they are clear, Virubayu De Inchi Lokaptibu, they're clear, most people will drink it as is, then you could put it even through a regular strainer. A regular strainer. Category one. Something that most people are not machped about. Then you have achurin. You have some murky liquids. Afagav de efshar de mishti hachi. Since some people will drink it like this, but since most people are machped, it's allowed with a shinui. It's allowed with a shinui, not a normal separator, but a shinui like the cloth. And number three, yayin shehocha legamri, wine that nobody would drink ever. Not that some... Right. Nobody would. V'lo mishasi, that's aser, even with an unusual strainer. So the three categories, says the Ran. Cases where most people will drink it as is, and therefore you could strain as even with a regular strainer, because you're not really doing anything. A case where some people will drink, but most people will not, then you're allowed to use an unusual separating instrument. But where nobody would drink it, then that's totally aser. Interesting, if you look at the Rambam says one cannot use a regular strainer, period. One cannot use a regular strainer. The Rambam says in source 54, Hamishamar Yayin Oshem no Mayim. If somebody strains, V'chein Shar Mashkin B'mishper Shalahen, Chayiv. Chayiv, a regular strainer is Chayiv. What's the only thing that's mutter? Avol Misanin in Yayin She'im Bo Shmarim. If you have wine that does not have dregs in it, if you have clear wine, you could use an unusual. Go down one level from the Ran. You can never use a regular strainer on Shabbos. But a cloth, that Mishnah Shabbos that says a cloth is mutter, that's because it's shinui. That's because it's a shinui and it's clear liquid. It's clear liquid. That's the Rambam, Amur Mach Rashita. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions. Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions. If again, what's the machlokes? If one has clear liquid, could you use a regular separating instrument? Rov Rishonim say yes. The Rambam says no. The Rambam says no. You're only allowed to use an unusual straining instrument. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Shin Yutes Sifyut. Yain Omayim Shem Slulim. You have liquid that is clear. Mutter L'Sananam B'Mishmeras. You could strain them and get out any type of impurities with a strainer. V'Yafal Pishish Bo Kismin Dakin. Even though some little pieces of wood will be caught. But it's okay because most people won't care about that. Aval besudar mayim asur misham libun. Fine. Imay machurim it's asur. Ula harambam says the Shulchan Aruch b'mishmeres asur afilu mayim yain slulim. The Rambam says mishmeres, a regular strainer, cannot be used, period. Afilu besudarim lo itiru, and the unusual way of separating is only mutter by slulim. The Bach The Bach here, then we'll get to the Lamaisa. The Bach does not like the Ron's three days about liquid, about the first category. He thinks that a strainer can't be used for murky liquids. Okay, but if you look at the Mishnah Berurah says, Maker didn't like the first day. Maker didn't like the first day of the Shulchan Aruch, meaning like Rov Rishonim, that if it's something that you would drink without the straining, if most people would drink it without the straining, then there's no problem. There's no problem with using a regular strainer, a regular separating instrument. Good. This is all, by the way, if there's only like impurities that you don't notice and things that are naturally in there. If some dirt fell in and it will make you not drink it, then obviously that is a problem. So what about sometimes people have filters on their faucets? You know, on at home on Shabbos, you have a filter on your faucet because you want to have filtered water. Is that okay? Can you use those filters on Shabbos? So the Shmir Shabbos says yes, because most people will drink the water even without the filter. Okay, they want to be a little healthier, so they put the filter on to get out some of the impurities. But most people will, you know, drink it without it. Therefore, there's no problem with turning on your water on Shabbos. Says the Shmir Shabbos, 58, page 54. Motor l'shamish beberes mayim shal piv muskenes misanenes. You're allowed to use water, a faucet of water that has a filter on it. V'chein motor lahaver mayim nekiim derech misanin filter. Sometimes people have filters on a pitcher that you put on the table. You could use it on Shabbos. Amanaz laftiach sheim yehem yu nekiim legamri mikol lichluch. As long as it's not getting out any clear-cut dirt, you're just getting out whatever's in the water, that's okay because most people are a makpid. Achein, says the Shmir Shabbos, b'makom shemakpidin shelo lishtos mayim olosid en tchila. If somebody is makpid, they will never ever drink unfiltered water. Kigom makom shemesuyim tolam b'mayim, a place where there are a lot of worms in the water, then you can't use a filter. Ein, they have to do it before Shabbos. Ein lishtamish b'misananim o filterim lesinun hamayim ela imkein shos hamayim yeshiris mi'averez lelokos. You can't use the filter. So the question is, what about... sometimes there are impurities in our water. So there are some impurities that came up a couple of decades ago, the cocoa pods, the little bugs in the water in certain cities. So what is the halacha about having a filter on for them? So Rabbi Belsky, here in Shulchan HaLevi, both in source number 59 and 60, Rabbi Belsky himself felt that you could drink the water, he doesn't have to worry about the cocoa pods. But he said, if there is somebody that would never drink it because they think that's the halacha, then that's a problem. But most people would drink it without it. They don't think it's a problem, and therefore there's no filter problem. Right, the Shulchan HaLevi is 59. He was asked, Hey, mutar lohotzi mayim meha berez, sheish la b'masanenes. Can you take the water out of the faucet, which has a filter? Hami you add this l'sanein, kol minei psolas. Right, is there a problem of borer? Says the Shulchan HaLevi, says Reb Belsky, im hiskin b'masanezu, and I'm on the top of page 55, im hiskin b'masanezu mishum shu choshesh mi'ikra din, if you put the filter on because you're choshesh mi'ikra din for the isurim hamuravim, because you think it's a real problem, the little things floating around, could go in toloyim, hariz a shela chamura shel borer, then it's a big shayla, then you can't use it. If you mamish would never use the water, drink the water without it. But if you only use it to make it clearer, because some people say you want it filtered, you want it to be even better, no problem. No problem. That's what he says at the end of 60 also. Sof davar akol nishma. Ain't Sarah Lashas, you have to worry about drinking the water. Bin New York, Umidine, it's a klal asananam, Ava Misha Libo Nokfo. If you feel that you Margish, you feel that you need it for sure, then that would be a problem. Rav Shechter, on the other hand, is quoted here in Surah 61. Rav Shechter, who says that he thinks it is a problem of the cocoa pods, right? But he also says that you can do it on Shabbos. You can do it on Shabbos. Even if you think it's needed for a couple of reasons. A couple of reasons. He said, number one, the Chachmas Adam. The Nishmas Adam says, maybe, you know, had the suffix, if there are any issues with filtering out tiny bugs that are only a problem because of halachic reasons. What if you drink it because of the bugs? You don't care about the bugs. But just for halachic reasons, you... So number one, is that called psolas? Is that called filtering? Number two, the prevalence of cocoa pods, Rav Shechter felt, was only a suffix. It's only a suffix. Number three, some say, there are poskim out there that say, even if they're there, you could drink it. And also, the Menachas Yitzchak, he quotes, that maybe this isn't an act of separation. The water is passing through, and the cocoa pods are remaining, right? So maybe that's not an act of filtering of Borer, therefore it's not a problem. Okay, so we discussed, what did we discuss? Before we get to the last one, we discussed peeling fruit and whether that is detaching parts of a fruit. We discussed filtering drinks, we spoke discussed fish, and now we have to get to the last section of washing off fruit. Washing off fruit on Shabbos. Why? Where does this come from? Well, the Mishnah says in the 20th Perek of Shabbos, Perek of Mishnah Gimel, source number 62, Vein sholin es ha-karshinim, v'lo shafin osam. One is not allowed, karshinim is some type of it's called vetch, some type of animal food. So, you're not allowed to soak it on Shabbos. What happens when you soak these like vegetables? So the dirt floats to the top, like potatoes. So one cannot soak it on Shabbos, because that's separating. Vein shafin osam, or scrubbing it. One can't soak it or scrub them to remove their chaff. Rashi, Meitzif alei mayim kebekli. You pour water, you fill up water above them. Livrar psulasan, to remove their psulas. And why is that? Asur, dehavile borer. You're separating the dirt. You're separating the dirt from the fruit. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes this. Ein shorin es hakarshinim, tainu shem meitzif mayim aleihem bekli kedei lasur psulas. You can't do that. You can't. Don't put it in the kli to soak it and have the water rise above, and you can't rub it, right? The Mishnah Berurah says this applies to any fruit or vegetable. Mishnah Berurah 65. Hu adin em yesh psoles va'ochal muravin asur l'dabamayim. If you have something mixed together, and you think that the psoles is going to float to the top, you're not allowed to do that. That's an act of borer. And the Prima Gadim explains this is asur even if you want to be a consumer right away. This is psoles b'toch ochal. And there's a problem. You're missing one of the factors. Prima gadim v'im sholah b'mayim sheyatzif ha'machal ve'afer lamata im yatzif ha'psolas lamala. If the psolas flows to the top, that's a problem. Yesh lomar tekiva da nivra p'malachas psolas v'ochel b'shaveh p'psolas b'toch ochel, and it is a problem. But according to all of this, you might say, okay, so what if I want to have an apple on Shabbos? I'm going to put it under the water. I want to rinse it off. That's a problem. The problem is like the soaking of the fruit. So the poskim generally say that it is not a problem. The Shevet Alevi says, first of all, that if it's not recognizable, what if you're washing it only because of the pesticides? There's no dirt on there, but you just know that they spray in the farms to keep the bugs off. So that, if you can't see it, that's not a problem, right? Mutter, Rog Alevi Lahoro, says the Shevet Alevi of Osner. You're doing it for regular cleaning purposes. There's no real psolas on there. There's no problem with washing it. There's mamish dirt. That's a problem. So if you have a fruit or a vegetable that you want to eat, to mamish rinse it under the sink, says Rav Shevet Alevi, that's a problem. And Rav Moshe says, it's not a problem. Rav Moshe gives three reasons why rinsing fruit before you eat it is not a problem. Ramosha, important shuvin, arachayim, chelik aleph, simin kufchav hei, Ramosha says, ubeperes muluchlachin ba'avak, you have fruit that are dirt, filled with dust, imyesh isser l'rochsam idin borer. Is there a problem? Just like we saw, you're not allowed to soak the karshidim, so the dirt floats up, so maybe you can't soak, you can't rinse your fruit. Three reasons why it's mutter, says Ramosha. Number one, ha'isser borer afshu breres tolos b'ashasar afil la'alter pashut, the kivan sheyef shalikacha ochel v'derech achilo lerchaz apsoles. Remember we said you have to get to what's underneath, removing what's on top to get to what's underneath. So here you want to get to what's underneath. You want to get the dirt out, so to get to what's underneath, so you're allowed to do that. That's not called psoles b'toch ochel, right? That's removing the ochel to get to the. That's leaving the ochel, like we said before, peeling. So that's mutter. Kamo to mutter liklo b'shumu b'salam. Like we said before, remember the Ramah says you can't peel. We saw that earlier. You can't peel, but it's mutter la miyad. Why is it mutter miyad? What about psolos b'toch ochel? Explain the bir halacha. No, but that's okay if you have to get to what's underneath. So number one, it's mutter like that case. Number two, there's usually nothing there. You're doing it because that's what you do. People rinse fruit before they eat it, but you know, most of the time, if you're on a teal, you don't have something to rinse, you'll eat it without it. Vegamba rova pa'amim, rechitzas aperos hu rakli turn ba'alma. It's just an extra. Tahar be'bnei adam ochlin osam gamba lo rechitza. Feels like a iser. Many people don't eat it with watching it, so there's no iser. Vetapuche adama, v'chulini continues. But then he says a third idea. The third idea, v'ksas ha'yanira, turning the page on page 60, k'sas ha'yanira l'niyaz daiti, d'rak litein l'to kli sheish bo mayim. What's the case of the Shulchan Aruch? and the Gemara in Shabbos, where you're soaking it. You're putting it into water and letting the psoles float up. Kidisa bekarshinim shezehu maisa borer. But holding something under the sink, is that borer? Avaliten alei amayim, ve'eno nosnam bihamayim. You don't put it in the water. You just let the water flow on it. Hu derech rechitza velo derech borer. Wow. That's rinsing, not separating. That's derech rechitza. V'rechitza lo neser beperes, kemosh lo neser bekelim. Rechitza wasn't nesar. So that's Rav Moshe in that case. Therefore, there's no problem with rinsing the fruit on Shabbos. Not even a chumrah. It's mutter. Rav Avadya also held that it was mutter as well. So these are a couple of the other issues related to Borer. Again, but Borer comes up with setting the table, games, and melon, and chicken, and salt shakers. We discussed a lot of these along the way. Just want to, all right, he ends off here with Rimon, as he always has, beautifully. It says, it could be that Borer teaches us a lesson. In life, don't try to remove the bad. Just take the good from the bad. Just go in there and take the Ochel Mitoch Psoles. Right, Ochel Mitoch Psoles. Rav Rimon in source number 71. Right, Lamaisa, Kanu Mispateh Betsura Fizit, Ach Yesh Kach Bitoi Gam Lebrera Ruchanit, Lebechiras HaTov Mehara, She Yesod Merkazi, Bavodes Hashem Shalanu. Let's remember Borer. And a lot here, Ochel Yad La'Alter, we discussed all these shiurim about an extension of the hand, how much is miyad, how flexible do you have. So there's a lot to talk about. And remember, Ochel Mitoch Psoles is even by two goods, whatever you want is called the Ochel. Whatever you don't want is called the Psoles. A lot of Borer. B'ezras Hashem, next time we pick up with the Malacha of Tochein, the Malacha of grinding. We will stop here.